Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, this is it!
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney, so what?
Welcome along to Life Logistics again. We haven't done one of these for a while, so we thought we'd catch up with you, the IFS listeners, and find out what it is that's troubling you and see if we can help in some way. What usually happens is that we start these with the best intentions and maybe get through one or two at the most.
Well, we've got 16 questions. Let's see if we
can... 16 comments.
Let's see if we can get through it.
We might do some power logistics and just try... Get through, devote 2 minutes to each one, get them all done. Some of them aren't logistics questions. I'm looking at one here from Jack Clark, which just says, what's the best bread product that isn't a loaf? Bagels?
As he said, bagels, question mark.
What's the best bread product? Well, we'll answer it anyway, because why not?
Rolls.
What's the best bread product that isn't a loaf? I would say my go-to would be, I love a baguette.
Yeah.
I love a fresh baguette.
I find baguettes really difficult to eat. They're so tough and scratchy on my mouth.
Do they hurt
they
you?
They do hurt me,
hurt your mouth.
I like a nice soft bread for my soft little teeth and gums.
But to go in my tummy tumpkins.
At the moment, in my house, we've got a tiger loaf on the go, which is very soft. Very, very, too soft, actually.
Yeah.
If you have to slice
that's
it.
That's a loaf, though.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying. Just general bread chat.
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. A loaf that is impossible to slice is a fucking pain in the arse.
You can get that if it's too soft or it's too hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's too soft, so you start slicing it and the bread just crumbles. But then sometimes you get ones you having to fucking... You feel like getting out the electric saw to fucking get through the crust of it. Mm.
I'll buy fresh bread pre-sliced.
Yeah,
from the bakery section of the supermarket.
I love to see it go in the machine.
Yeah,
you can't beat it. But if I'm in the bread shop and it's crowded, I always feel bad. I go, "Can I have one of them loaves?" And they go, "Yeah." Do you want it sliced? And I look at the queue behind me because sometimes there's people queuing for coffee in the same shop, and I think people can get really fucked off if I say I want it sliced. So I go, nah.
Yeah.
But if it's quieter, I'll always get it sliced because although I like slicing myself at home because I feel like it puts me in control of the thickness that I require.
Caveman kind of mentality. Yeah.
And so I don't like the regimen. But I just love seeing the machine work. I love it. And so for that reason, if the circumstances are right, I'll always get it sliced. Shakes and rattles,
here it
doesn't
comes,
it?
All sliced up,
lovely.
Slicey, slicey.
Lovely to see. Imagine having one of them in your own rig.
See if I can get one at the car boot sale next week. Fiver.
I would say a BAP for me. BAP.
A BAP.
BAP, yeah.
I was going to say a stotty cake, which is of course something that is exclusive to the northeast.
But that's just a roll in it, but you call them stocky
no,
cakes.
No, it's not. It's like a flat circle. It's like about 7 inches in diameter.
Right.
7 or 8 inches.
And it's quite flat.
You cut it into squares or triangles. And,
Okay.
Check them out next time you're in the northeast. So there we go. That's that question. Oh, it's another bread-esque kind of question from someone called Andrew. Struggling with wrap fillings to take to work. Love tortillas, but so many grape fillings result in wetness and a sort of tissuing of the carb. Save me, he says. He pleads. He implores.
You go first, but I will say that I've got a brilliant wrap strategy.
Go for it.
Well, I think I got this off of Instagram, but you get a wrap, right? And then if you imagine, you lay it flat and you get a knife, the point of a knife, and you run it from the very centre, the dead centre of the wrap, in a line down to, if you imagine it's a clock, down to where the number six would be. So straight down.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Then what you do is what you basically have there is four quarters, right, in front of you. Imagine it now as if there's a whole cross. There's only one slice in it. But you put in, to the left, you put in a little bit of filling, like, let's say, some grated cheddar cheese, right? Then in the quarter above, then you fold that onto the next quarter and you add another filling. Let's say, I don't know, some tomatoes. Then you fold it again and you put another bit in that, right? And then finally you fold it again. Maybe in the final thing, you've got your chosen sauce, like some mayonnaise or whatever, pickle.
Okay.
And then what you've got is it's folded into a sort of a triangle, a really neat triangle that holds together, right? And there's and tightly layered, there's like four different fillings tightly layered through it, right? Then you can do, well, there's two, you can cook it after that however you want. I used to put it in my George Foreman grill, right, for about a minute until the cheese melts, which has the added bonus of the George Foreman grill sort of squishes it together even more and seals it in the grilling process. And it's brilliant. And it's so quick and easy to assemble. Nowadays, I put it even quicker than that. I'll just chuck it in the air fryer, although that doesn't seal it as well. But if you chuck it in the air fryer for, like, you know, 3 minutes, it'll come out nice and crispy and the cheese would have melted. So it's a good system.
I like the sound of that.
It's a good system.
It's good. It's complicated, though. It's got me thinking I'm going to have a cheese toastie for my lunch when we finish.
Do you know what? I know maybe how I described it sounds complicated, but it's actually the quickest and easiest way to assemble a sandwich I've ever used.
All right.
It's done in seconds.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. If you want to do a video of that for the Turbo at some point.
I'll either do it myself or if I can't be bothered, I'll just put a link on. I'll find it because lots of people have done it. It wasn't my idea. I got it off of people on Instagram.
Yeah, get fucking AI to do it or something like that. All right, that's that one dealt with then, I think. Dave Bell.
Dave Bell's says, a good name, isn't it? It's like a bloke in the
past. It's very
Who'd you get that off, mate? Dave Bell. What, Dave Bell from... Yeah, Dave Bell, he'll get it for you.
Yeah.
What, the Fire Stick with all the foreign channels on? Yeah, just ask Dave Bell.
Yeah, see Dave Bell, yeah. About to go on holiday with my girlfriend's family for the first time. Only met her parents once or twice. Any tips for a trip with the in-laws and how to get in sweet with the dad? TTFN. Ooh.
Keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut.
Keep off the drink.
Don't get pissed. Keep your mouth shut. Keep your head down. And pay for dinner one night. Just do it subtle. Don't even make a big deal out of it. Take the waiter aside and go, mate, down low, get me the bill, I'm paying for this. And then when the bill comes...
Maybe first night.
When the bill, do it early, set your stall out, and when the bill comes, go, I've taken care of it. Now, this could go either way. It could fuck the bat dad off, because it could look like a power play. But...
Yeah,
you should never regret a generous act, right? So do that, and if people judge you for it, or the dad gets young, that's his lookout. But if you do it,
it might also look as if you're going to do it every night in exchange for a free holiday.
Are you paying for this again
for the holiday?
Hey, matey boy,
you're getting this again, Dave Bell.
Hey, Dave Bell. Hey, little Jack Horner sat in the fucking corner. Get your fucking American Express out, will you? The bill's here. But I paid for it last night. Yeah, well, you're paying again. You set a fucking precedent, Mr. Big Bollocks.
And we've all had three courses tonight as well.
Yeah, and
so
I made sure I had a fucking...
Loaded.
I made sure I had a large grappa after my pudding as well.
Best holiday of my life, this. You haven't said much, Dave Bell. I like it.
Quiet, cunt, but you know when to fucking open the wallet. This is what I look for in a future son-in-law.
That's that one dealt with. Joseph Miller, in this sweaty bollocks weather, do either of you have any shouts on a decent fan? Oh, I've got a really good fan, but I don't know. I got it from Screwfix.
I remember when you got it. You've got one of those big floor ones, haven't you?
Yeah. See if I can find.
I remember when you got it. They're quite attractive too, I think.
I have found the email, but it doesn't. Yeah, it's. Let's see if we can get the page up on Screwfix's website. It is the HF45A 18-inch industrial floor fan. Now, anything with the word industrial in it is obviously going to be better than standard civilian
it
fan.
It means what they're. It's industrial. Yeah, they're using that in the factories.
It's 3-speed. The highest speed is fucking insane.
Is it noisy?
You've got to be off your head to try the highest speed.
Is it noisy? What? Is it noisy?
It's quite noisy, but that's fine. I don't mind a bit of noise. It's not like if you're going to be doing a podcast, it's no good.
I got a silent fan, which is behind me now, last year. But the thing is, it's only silent up to a certain level. And then, obviously, at the level that I required it, it was picking up on the microphone, I think. So today, it's not too bad in the Vita modular, so I haven't got it on. But it is good. It oscillates, which is always nice, isn't it? And it's by an outfit called Dux. That's DWX. If you look them up, Dux Silent Fan. I think I did read in, I went online and it was in an article. 10 best fans for this hot weather. And yeah.
Did you see the email that somebody sent about getting UV blocking strips that you can put on your glass in the Vita modular?
No, I should look into that.
Yeah, someone sent the thing and it seemed to check out from what I read of it.
Oh, okay.
And it absorbs all the sunshine.
Wow.
It still lets the light in.
Wow, that's good. I might look into that. If it's cheap, I could have them up by next week.
Yeah. It might not be cheap because you've got a lot of windows there, but anyway.
I tell you what, I'm fucking hot.
This industrial floor fan I've got has got 4.8 out of 5 from 84 reviews on Screwfix.
I've got a mate who does a West Ham podcast, and he has to pod in he's got a conservatory, right? And he pods in his conservatory. That's his version of the Vita modular. It's the only way he can get away from the family, you know, to pod. But it's like a greenhouse style conservatory.
Of course it is,
it's all glass, so it's worse even than the Vita modular. At least I've got some normal walls. And him and his co-host, they record it like we do, but they never have the camera on. They both just use mics, so they can't see each other. And he revealed last week that he does every pod throughout summer just in his pants.
Yeah,
and he's a big lad. Yeah. But I got to thinking, I thought, I wonder if Andy would get upset or offended if I started turning up just in my pants.
I'll be quite honest, I considered something similar myself last week when it was really hot.
Yeah.
And you know what I thought, Sam?
Yeah.
I thought, would me and Sam go on holiday together sometime? Yes, I think we would.
Well, one day we're planning on being neighbours in Spain and doing this probably face to face.
Would we wander around with our shirts off while on holiday?
Fucking definitely.
Yes, we would.
Yeah.
So why aren't we doing it with a podcast?
I hear what you're saying, mate. Okay. Tomorrow's session, or the next session we do, we're both coming skins.
Next time it's too hot, we'll do it in swim shorts.
Lovely.
And nothing else.
Absolutely lovely. At last, I feel liberated.
I'm just looking at some of the reviews for this HF45A 18-inch industrial floor fan. And this is the most helpful critical review. 1 star from someone called Dave Face. I don't know if it's Dave Bell or not. It says, bought this fan to keep me and my dog cool on my boat. Does the job well, but makes a loud resonating sound. Not sure if it's the blades or the motor. Reminds me of the noise the telly used to make when the channel went off air. Very annoying. Moves loads of air and cools the space really well, but the noise is awful. So, yeah, he gives it one star for that. But then someone's responded, TE20 from Norfolk says, I'm really bored and fed up with reading the stupid and ignorant negative moaning comments saying that this fan is too noisy. Whatever product you buy, you will either get a totally useless, weak and quiet fan or a powerful and very useful and efficient one, which will also generate more noise. That is in accordance with the laws of physics and nothing to do with the manufacturing design.
Fucking hell. You tell them, mate. You fucking tell them.
Yeah.
These cunts. Fucking moaning fucking about mouth, fans all the
miserable
time.
Miserable cunts. But if you... He says, in this current heat wave, this product has excelled itself. I highly recommend it. But if you prefer to quietly die from heat exposure rather than live by suffering from a relatively slightly more noisy forced convection from this fan, don't buy one.
He's turning this into a matter of life and death.
He is.
He's like, you know, buy it.
Yeah.
Endure the noise or drop dead. The choice is very simple and very clear.
In this heat wave. Yeah, so there's fans covered. Hell,
yeah.
Joseph Miller, oh, we appreciate that.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jalapeño.
Oh, this is a good one. Owen Edmonds. Mm. What's the best way of telling a daily podcast that I subscribe to on Patreon that there are aspects of it that I don't like without sounding like a complete cunt? P.S. Not you two, you're just great.
Mm.
So, well, Owen, I don't know what are the...
I mean, I would say you don't... I would just say don't do it. Why? Listen, put it this way, right? You're reading a book, right? It's by one of your favourite authors. But there's a couple of chapters or there's a particular character in the book you're not that keen on. You know, whatever, you don't buy it, you don't think it's authentic or you just don't find it entertaining or engaging. You don't feel the need to think, well, I'll have to tell the author. I simply have to. If not, he won't know. He won't know what I like and what I don't like.
He won't
like.
Be able to change
next
time.
He won't
time.
Be able to change it. Or what about music? What about music, right? What about if your favourite band released an album, there's a couple of tracks you don't like? I generally liked your album, but tracks 4 and 8 I felt were lackluster and stylistically they weren't to my liking. Please adjust for your next output, right?
This was what I was thinking.
You don't need to because it's up to them. And the thing is, as well, the thing about people putting podcasts out on Patreon, right, is that one of the reasons they're doing it is that, you know, most of us, like every other cunt in the world, have been fucking paid hacks most of our lives, right? And having to, like, you're never really doing what you want to do or expressing yourself in the way you want to express yourself because there's always some concession you have to make to whichever platform is paying you. But now it's much more like, well, we're just doing some shit and we're putting it out there and we're deriving pleasure from it and maybe other people will. And if they don't, that's fine because there's plenty of other stuff out there. So, Owen, all I would say is, I'm not having a dig, I'm just saying... Ask yourself seriously why you feel as if you need to give negative feedback to these podcasters. What do you want to achieve from it? And you might say, well, they might want to know, they might want feedback. Well, if they did, they would ask. And some people do ask. Some people put a poll out and go, what would you like to hear more and less of? And that's their right to do it. But not everyone wants to live or die by crowdsourcing their content. Some people just want to make it up as they go along and say, take it or leave it, mate.
That's the thing. Unsolicited feedback is rarely welcomed.
Yeah, it's like they don't...
Even if it's positive.
No, you know I mean? I like positive feedback.
But, I know you yeah.
But you
can't dwell on that too much.
No, but the thing is, it's like, yeah, the only possible reason you might tell me something else that you think it's worth it is that I think they should know, because then they might change. But it's not really like that. It's not focus grouping like when you're in politics. Let's find out what the public want and give it to them, right? That does happen when you work for big media outlets. It happens all the time and it frustrates the hell out of you, because you're like, hang on, you're employing me because I'm creative, right? But then you're handing the creative process over effectively to a bunch of fucking people who aren't creative and do totally different things and aren't talented. Unless you think anyone can fucking do it, in which case, let them do it. They're probably cheaper.
Yeah.
That's what I used to think about focus grouping everything.
I was just thinking about that. I've got to say before that, it got me thinking about stuff like that with the Arctic Monkeys thing at Glastonbury at the weekend.
Yeah.
Now, if someone's an artist, like the Arctic Monkeys, like Alex Turner, who's obviously the fucking main man, then they're an artist, they're creative, and they've got to stay true to their artistic vision.
Yeah.
They do what they want to do and put it out, and it might not be to the taste of loads of people who like what the early stuff was, but that's where he's at as a person, and that's what he wants to do. And people don't seem to get their head around the fact that that might be slightly more difficult to listen to, or it might not sell as many copies.
Yeah.
And then they think it gives them the right to fucking say, well, this isn't what you used to be like. The other songs were catchier, but these aren't. Yeah. Please do more like the other ones.
Yeah, it's not
and
really...
And that's where we're at, because we've got social media now, which is like fucking generating this constant fucking feedback.
Yeah.
That isn't welcome.
The artist... You know, like, if you look at them, the Arctic Monkeys or whatever, it's like, you know, I'm not being highfalutin, but if you're fucking Picasso, if you're a painter or something, you are not interested. You're not, like, it's almost the opposite of what you're doing. What you're practicing is radical self-expression, right? And by the way, before anyone says it, I'm not comparing what we do to any of these cunts, right? But I'm talking now about artists. We're not artists, but they're artists and they're, like, expressing themselves in a sort of an authentic way. And they just have to fucking go with that. Do you know what I mean? They don't even know themselves half the time where it's coming from. That's what makes it special. But they don't stop to think, what do the audience want? I mean, maybe they do to some extent, but on the whole, they're just like, and especially as you're rich and successful, you no longer need the money. You're putting stuff out to express yourself, and you probably accept some people like it, some don't. I might not sell as many records as I once did. That's no longer my agenda. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just think people are pretty entitled.
At the end of the day, people will stop buying them and they'll stop paying for the tickets because
and then they might make a decision on that basis. They might. But at that stage that you've done by unsubscribing or whatever, you've done the best thing you can do in a way if you want to give feedback. Do you know what I mean? But if not, it's like you're trying to micromanage the people who are making your content. You're trying to micromanage them. But
any artist not really that tries to second guess what the audience might want is doomed.
I agree with that.
You go down that path. I mean, you might not be. You might not be doomed. You might come up with something that's really successful and popular.
Funnily enough,
it might not have any artistic merit.
I had a conversation like that this morning with my wife that seemed to bother her because she was trying to work and she just sort of looked at me like, what the fuck are you on about? But I was listening, I had the radio on, and they were playing back. I'd forgotten how funny and what a brilliant but characteristic All Right Cunts it was by Elton John to walk on and just launch straight into Pinball Wizard by the... It was like classic. I mean, he is the king of All Right Cunts. He always has been. From day one in his career, he almost invented the All Right Cunts, didn't he? Right. Mm. All Right Cunts, that's right. I'm dressed as Donald fucking Duck. Right. And he's come on and he's just thought, you all think I'm going to do one of my hits. Think again, cunts. I'm doing Pinball Wizard. Right. And he did it amazingly. And it just fucking got everyone going right from the start. But who knew? Where did that... I mean, maybe he's done it before, I don't know. But to me, it was a complete fucking out-of-the-blue choice of song, right? But it sounded great. And then I was thinking about it, and I was listening to the lyrics when they played it back on the radio this morning. You know, what does it say again? I played the silver ball from Black. What's he go from Blackpool down to Soho? I must have played them all, or something.
I must have played them all.
And then he goes, but I never seen anything like it in no amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid. That's when the song really takes a turn the first time you've heard it.
Yeah.
Sure plays a mean pinball. And I said to my missus, because she's met Pete Townsend, because when Pete Townsend, when she worked, the publisher she used to work at for many years published some of his books, right? Because he wrote books and whatnot, didn't he? I think he did a musical of the Iron Man or something like that. And anyway, so she'd met him a few times and I've asked her questions about him. And I said, yeah, Pete Townsend. I said, what do you think when he's literally a fucking giant of world rock in the late 60s, right? Not only that, but he's got this cool cachet about him, like where he's like considered the mod father. Right, and he's almost like the leader of the kind of mod cult and all the rest of it. What do you think made him sit down and think, you know what I'm going to fucking do next? I'm going to write a fucking rock opera, and it's going to be about a fucking kid who's deaf, dumb and blind, but, get this, he's fucking blinding at pinball, right? Can you imagine the meeting with Daughtry and Entwistle, right? Never mind the cunts at the fucking label.
And Moon.
Right, Moon. Even Moon, that fucking barmy cunt, even he would have been fucking shocked, wouldn't he? I tell you what, I've heard a lot of fucking mental things in my life, but this is right up there, right? And the record label, they're like, don't do that. Do another just song of turgid rock music. And he's going, no, I'm set on it now. I'm going to fucking do it. And I said, why do you think he did that? And she said, I don't, she was busy. She went, I don't know. People just do things when they're mad, don't they? And he was probably mad from success. I went, yeah, but that said, was Tommy a success? Yes, it was a big success. And now the year is 2023 and Elton John is on stage at Glastonbury opening his set with it. So people would have laughed at Pete Townsend at the time. Now, Pete Townsend have been putting a message out to his fan club. Dear Who fans, what would you like to hear more of or less of?
Yeah.
He would not have come up with Pinball Fucking Wizard, would he?
Exactly.
Because most uncreative, unartistic people, they only want what they've already had. And that's the definition, because they can't imagine anything that they've not seen before. Do you see what I mean? So if you ask them what they want, they'll tell you either precisely what you've already done or a combination of other things they like. But Pete Townsend, as the artist, right, all he wants to do is create something new. That's what drives him. So he thinks, imagine a blind cunt who can't even talk, but he's fucking mega when it comes to pinball. I'm going to write a load of songs about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, everyone now looks back at Bowie's career in the 70s, where he reinvented himself every year.
Mm.
You know, he was Ziggy Stardust, and then he wasn't. And then he was the Thin White Duke, and he was doing
then he was,
American soul
then
music.
Then he was Mega Bowie. Then he was Bowie on Ice.
He went to, he went to Berlin and cleaned up.
Heroin Bowie.
And did three albums in Germany with Brian Eno. And it's like, you know, did all this different stuff, and that's what made his career path interesting. He didn't just keep doing fucking Starman every year. Yeah.
And the Beatles. What about the Beatles? One minute they're all in fucking polar necks.
Yeah.
The next they're dressed up like silly old soldiers. And after that, they're fucking barefooted in India, for fuck's sake. No one knew what they were going to do next.
There's a world of difference between fucking Twist and Shout and I Am the Walrus, but there's only about fucking 5 years, really.
Dear the Beatles, I liked it when you did cover versions of girl groups. I do not like it now you do psychedelic songs about a walrus. Please change back to what you used to do.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like it? Don't listen to it. Go listen to other stuff.
Sounds like we put the right boot in on Owen Edmonds there. We haven't. It's just we're generally just chatting because it was something that's on our mind anyway after Glastonbury and people's response to it. It's interesting the interaction in the age of social media between fat audiences and creators. It's become quite interesting, and there's a certain amount of entitlements crept into it.
It's part of the part of the medium, the fact that we can do these podcasts and put them out ourselves on the internet, and thereby it immediately...
It releases us.
You know, creates an interaction.
It releases us from having to do anything other than what we want to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it also gives the listener the opportunity to give feedback.
Stick their oar in, always, so to speak.
I think unsolicited is the key word. Like you said, you can focus group stuff. You can ask the listeners what they want more or less of, but if you don't care, then there you go. Mm.
So James Pearson.
So that's that one.
James Pearson says, I would like to know if Andy has any logistical procedures for a tip run. I'm of the opinion it should be... but first, I'll tell you what mine are. It should be as fast as possible. Pull up like you're a 70s cop, tip, 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 and wheel spin away. No time for differing. I don't agree with that. I would like to really make the most of my visit.
You've got to wallow in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't go often. So if you're fucking there, make sure you get the most out of it. Visit every little, section.
Every section. Yeah. If you can. Yeah. You just offer up a prayer to the gods of recycling.
Yeah.
When you're throwing things in. Have a little look, see what else is in the skip already. You're not going to get in there and take anything, but just have a look and see what's in there. So, you know, be curious. Be tip curious.
Yeah, that's it. That's
see
a
what
good
other
phrase.
People have been throwing in and wonder about the backstory. It's a place where all human life congregates.
Judge your neighbours.
So just make the most
Judge
of
the other people you see there for what they're throwing out. Ooh.
Yeah.
The Joneses are very wasteful people, aren't they, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Did you see them throwing away that nest of tables? It looked brand new.
It could quite easily have been upcycled.
Yeah.
A bit of sanding and a bit of varnish would be good as new. But, don't just fucking pull up and tip, tip, tip and wheel spin away.
It's
like
a waste.
You said, James.
Yeah,
no time for dithering. It's one of those activities in life that it should be stretched out, like watching cricket. You don't want the fast immediate hit.
Nowadays you can't just turn up, you have to book, right? So if you've gone to the trouble of booking a slot, make the most of the slot. You know, it's not easy to get a slot. I see it as like, you know, if you're on an all-inclusive and there's a buffet, right? You've got a salad section, you usually have a fish section or seafood section, you've got cold meats, you've got pasta, pizza, desserts, obviously, blah, blah, blah. I will, when I get there, I will go round and observe every section, even the meat and fish, despite the fact I don't eat meat and fish, because I'm a curious person. I want to go and look. I want to see what's on offer, right? Once I've done a once around and looked at everything, then I will do a second time around in which I select what I'm going to have. Very simple. And I'm exactly the same at the tip.
Wonderful. We'll leave it there because we've got so many more. We'll do some more next time. Mm-hmm. And if you want to add to it on the Patreon, it was posted on Monday morning, 26th of June. Add a comment of your own life logistic query onto that. And we haven't done it for a while. It feels good.
It feels good
helping
to be
people
back.
Again.
Yeah, yeah. We're just here so to help. All we want to do is help people. That's all we want to do.
That's all we want to do. Yeah. But if we're not helping, don't fucking tell us. Mm. Keep it to yourself. All right, thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.